shadow knows.
Your local Blue Coal dealer presents The Shadow. These half-hour dramatizations are designed to forcibly demonstrate to old and young alike that crime does not pay.
Before The Shadow's thrilling adventure begins, here's a money-saving suggestion for every homeowner. When you order anthracite, be sure and insist on Blue Coal. Unlike many other anthracites, Blue Coal is a medium, free-burning hard coal. Its square fracture permits more draft, causes it to burn steadily down to a fine powdery ash, and give you more useful heat with less chimney and ash pit loss. You'll find that Blue Coal banks better, gives you longer firing periods, and requires less attention. So order your supply tomorrow. Insist on Blue Coal for better heating results at less cost this winter. And be sure to listen at the close of today's program. We're fortunate in having a very distinguished guest in our audience this afternoon, whom we wish to introduce to you. The Shadow, whose life is devoted to protecting the innocent, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young bachelor, amateur criminologist, master of other people's minds. Only his friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, knows that Cranston and the Shadow are one and the same. Today's story, The Isle of Fear.
Monsieur Dupre, I'm certainly glad you persuaded Miss Lane and me to leave the cruise ship at Port-au-Prince and spend a few days here on your plantation. I don't know when I've had such a wonderful dinner.
It's been grand, Monsieur Dupre, and I had no idea Haiti was so beautiful.
And I am delighted you could break your Caribbean cruise and allow me to return the hospitality you both extended me when I visited New York. I must apologize for the storm, Mademoiselle. May I offer you more wine, Monsieur Cranston?
Thank you. By the way, Monsieur Dupre,
Yes? While
we were driving up from Port-au-Prince, I thought I heard drums in the hills. Drums strangely like the old drums of African voodoo.
You did, monsieur. I had hoped you had not noticed.
But why, Monsieur Dupre?
Mademoiselle, Haiti is beautiful. But its people, in spite of centuries of French, English, and American influence, in spite of the untiring efforts of educators and ceaseless devotion of ministers and priests, remain at heart African. Their bodies are free, but their minds remain the slaves of voodoo.
But I thought voodooism had been stamped out of the West Indies.
Voodoo does not die, Monsieur Cranston. Its followers may think they have forgotten the old gods. They may wear civilized clothes, go to school, and to the many Christian churches of the island. But voodoo is always there, in their primitive minds and souls, waiting.
When was the last outbreak?
Only 10 years ago, Mademoiselle Margot. It was on a night very much like this. For days, the drums had been calling from the hills, where, in the grottoes of Sanssouci, the mad Prince Henry was paying his customary visit to Kaon, the high priest of voodoo. Kaon needed human victims for his ritual at the Blood Moon. And on this...
Kaon! The Prince Henry Pretender has come to the grotto of Sanssouci.
Blood does he want? This fool, who thinks the blood of the Emperor Henry Christophe courses his shriveled veins.
He comes to offer his victims for the festival of the Blood Moon, children of his political enemies.
Let him enter. Enter, Prince Henry. Kaon, great priest of voodoo, will hear you.
Kaon, in 3 days the festival of the Blood Moon begins. Where are your victims, Kaon? Where are the blood sacrifices you must offer the snake gods of voodoo?
They will be found, Prince Henry.
You are sure, Kaon?
Yes. I know you have come, as always, to offer me the families of your enemies. And your enemies are many. I, like the trees of the jungle and the stalks of cane in the valley of Sanssouci, you will find the sacrifices for me, Prince Henry. You will find them.
Hush, my baby, hush.
Okeon the Ugly will take you away to the grotto.
Be quiet, woman. In 2 days, the festival begins. And no one knows who Keon shall choose. Who is there?
Open your door. Give me that child. Give me that child. Keon has chosen.
Francois, you read me last month's report of shipment from the plantation warehouse.
Yes, monsieur. 200 casks of rum, 40,000 pounds of ore sugar, 20 tons...
What? The mistress. Karen has taken her. Taken her to the hills of San Jose.
Nisi Dominus Rustra, sicet patribus in Deus Nobis. Merciful God, in thy power and wisdom, give me strength against the powers of evil. Help me, O Lord, to protect my innocent flock. Lead the erring from the paths to the hills, where the devil's disciples of voodoo consecrate their worship of heathen gods with human blood.
Stand back, priest! Stand back, fairness chosen!
Nay, thou shalt take no child from this house of God.
Stand back, priest! Stand back!
Nay! Nay!
Wait! Make a prisoner
fire! That's Mademoiselle Lane, the grandson. Happened only 10 years ago. She was very sad.
Oh, how horrible, Monsieur Dupin. Did the voodoo priest actually murder those children and that father's wife?
They and many more were sacrificed to the snake god, the voodoo, Mademoiselle.
Oh, horrible.
Can't the authorities do anything?
They are helpless, Monsieur Constant. Do you hear that drum? It is sundown. They are starting again. It may mean nothing. The drums often beat in the hills. But we live in constant dread of another orgy of blood, such as we had 10 years ago.
There is something sinister about it. Unearthly.
Quite, Mademoiselle Margot. To follow the sound of that drum would be to turn back the hands of time and civilization 1,000 years.
Mon père, I've come to say good night.
Well, good night, my son. Robert Wayne. Mademoiselle Lane, Monsieur Constant, this is my son.
How do you do?
Hello, how do you do, Mademoiselle Lane? I'm glad to know you, Monsieur Constant. My father has spoken of you. You are staying a few days?
Yes, only a few days. We must hurry back to New York.
Oh, but you will be here tomorrow. The storm will clear and we can ride. I have a fine horse for you, Miss Lane.
Oh, thank you, Juan. I'd love to ride with you.
And good night, mademoiselle, monsieur. Until tomorrow.
Good night, Juan.
Good night, mon père.
Good night, my son. We tell Francois to make sure the garden gates are locked and the doors barred.
Oui, mon père.
Some more wine, Monsieur Constant?
No, thank you. Monsieur Dupré.
Yes?
You spoke of those drums as if there were some particular significance.
There is, monsieur. Tonight of all nights. It is the eve of the festival of the Blood Moon.
You mean voodoo?
Yes, mademoiselle. Voodoo is like a plague. For years it may lie dormant, but sooner or later the priests of voodoo recall their own. And they slip into the jungles like ghosts. And the drums begin.
But surely there'll be no human sacrifices, not now.
Voodoo does not change, Mademoiselle Margot. That is why my gates are locked, the doors barred. But come, my friend. You have not interrupted your short holiday in the Caribbean to listen to tales of horror and death.
On the contrary, I'd like to get your first-hand opinion on the actual powers of these fanatic priests.
Forgive me, Monsieur Constant. I cannot speak of voodoo as an academic thing. It is too close.
Has this man, Keron, ever chosen anyone from your plantation?
Mademoiselle Margot, I think you will understand when I tell you that the planter's wife, who was taken into the hills of Sans Souci 10 years ago tonight, was the mother of the boy you met a few moments ago. My son, Juan.
Oh, forgive me.
You could not know.
Oh, forgive us, Monsieur Dupré. We'd only stop to think.
Please. It was I who first spoke of voodoo. It is I who cannot forget Keon. Cannot rest until one day I find that murderous devil and kill him as he killed my beloved wife. The drums. Listen to them. Carrying a message into the hills. Another victim. Another human sacrifice to the snake gods of voodoo.
Monsieur Dupré,
Monsieur Dupré, you are bleeding.
They sprang upon me at the gates. One has been chosen.
Oh, my son,
Where is he? Chaos men have taken him to the grottoes of Sans Souci.
You shouldn't be outside the gates.
Any news of Juan?
No. We've ridden all through the valleys the whole day. Even into the hills.
Where is Monsieur Dupre?
In the hills. He wouldn't come back.
Oh.
He hopes to follow the signal fires after sundown, but I'm afraid it's madness. They'd kill him. Where are all the servants, Margot?
Gone. The native quarters are deserted. Where have you been, Lamont?
We've been everywhere. It's like riding through a land of the dead. I'm afraid it's hopeless, Margot.
No, Lamont. There's one chance. One chance.
What do you mean, Margot?
About an hour ago, an old woman came out of the cane breaks and spoke to me. She said she would take me to see Carol in the Festival of the Blood Moon if I would give her my diamond ring.
It's a trick to get you into the jungle.
I know it's a trap, but I told her I'd meet her on the jungle trail an hour after sundown.
Are you mad, Margot?
But Lamont, it's a chance, a slim chance of finding poor little Juan.
What good would it do for you to find him, Margot? You'd only die with him in the hidden grotto of Sans Souci.
I'll risk it to save Juan. I'll risk it if you'll come with me as the shadow.
As the shadow?
If the shadow could humble their priest, they'd listen to you. Let me meet the old woman in the jungle. Let the shadow follow us to the grottoes. If you don't, poor Juan will be murdered just as they murdered his mother. Oh, please. Please, Lamont.
It's madness, Margot. Sheer madness. But we'll try it. Nothing, Margot. What lies ahead? Do you want to go back?
More than anything in this world, Lamont, but we can't.
I know. Be careful, Margot. The old woman may be near here.
What are you going to do when you meet her?
I'm going to make her fear you more than she fears Kaon. I'm going to... Huh? Quiet, Margot.
Don't be afraid, Mamsel. All Kaon will not hurt you. Give me the flashing white stone, and I will show you things which no white woman has ever looked upon before and live.
Here's the ring.
Even in the dark, it flashes like the fires of the blood moon, which comes soon to the hills. Hurry, follow. You must have been beneath.
Wait, Gaio. Wait.
Who laughs? Who speaks? Ah, dog of a woman, you have not come alone.
I am alone, Guile.
You lie. I heard the voice of a man.
No, Guile. I'm alone.
Alone, Guile. But in the darkness beside her walks a shadow.
A shadow?
Yes. A shadow stronger than the voodoo of Gaon, your master.
Ah, it's a trick, a lie. Put that to die.
Don't move, Guile.
What?
Don't raise that knife. Let it fall to the ground, Gaio. Your fingers cannot hold it. Cannot hold a knife. Let it fall to the ground.
Mamsel. Mamsel, forgive. You are a priestess. A priestess of many forces. Take back the ring. Forgive. Have mercy. Forgive.
Get up, Gaio. Lead the way to the grotto of Kaon.
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
Or you will stand forever like a stone image in the jungle. And the snake gods will burn your soul in the fires of the mountains.
Before we continue the second part of the Shadow's exciting adventure, here's a question for every homeowner. When you buy a vacuum cleaner or any other household product, you always make sure it's trademarked and therefore guaranteed by a responsible company. And why not take the same precaution when you're ordering your supply of anthracite? Don't order just any coal. Insist on Blue Coal, the only trademarked anthracite. Then you'll be sure of getting better, more economical heat from a coal which actually is better in quality. For Blue Coal is a guaranteed product of America's largest anthracite producer, the Glen Alden Coal Company. Their mines are located in the heart of northern Pennsylvania's richest anthracite deposit. And their coal is screened and rescreened many times for proper sizing. Then, carefully tested for any possible impurities by inspectors. Only upon passing that thorough laboratory test is Blue Coal accepted for shipment to the Blue Coal dealers. Remember, furnaces in this part of the country were specially designed to burn anthracite. And the finest anthracite money can buy is Blue Coal. Call your dealer tomorrow. His name is listed in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the name Blue Coal. And ask him about Blue Coal's automatic heat regulator. This thermostat controls your furnace dampers and enables you to keep your home at a steadier, more even heat with a minimum of effort and furnace attention. A Blue Coal heat regulator costs but $18.95 plus a nominal installation charge. And it will pay for itself in time and fuel savings for you.
Look, Mademoiselle. See, I have not disobeyed you. You hear the native chant? I have brought you to the grotto.
Where is Cheon? Where are the victims who are to be sacrificed to the snake god?
Come along the great ledge beyond the altar of sacrifice. Cheon is there with the victims bound in chains. Oh, but wait, Mademoiselle, wait.
Be careful, Guile. You've been warned.
Oh, Mademoiselle, you go alone. Do not make me take you to Cheon. If your powers are not greater than his, he will slay you. He will slay me. Oh, mercy, mademoiselle, mercy. No.
Shadow, what shall I do?
Mademoiselle, why don't the voice answer you, huh? Where is it out of the darkness? Has it fled in terror before the fires of chaos? It has. It has. Chaos. Chaos. I have brought you another victim of yours to follow.
Steady, Mungo. The time has come. Don't show fear or they'll kill you.
Look here. Look, a beautiful woman with skin like ivory.
Let them off! Let them off! The hour has come. The old god awaits the proud blood of this woman. Hear me, all peace there. By all the powers of Chaos, this flower shall be our first sacrifice. Bring the woman to the altar. Let the mountain hear and the dead stones of the grotto see her die.
Beware, Chaos. That girl is not afraid. In the darkness of the jungle, I heard a voice of the shadows.
Be still, old woman.
Guile seeks the truth, Kaol. Listen to her. She's right. I am not afraid of your voodoo god. I've come to guide one who is stronger than all your powers of voodoo.
Kaol, walk. The end is forever barren. Chaos is the ageless one. Chaos, he is nothing of the earth, the sea or sky.
Sea or sky.
Where is this voice, woman? Let Chaos hear it speak. Call it from the shadows. Let it fly its face against Chaos. Against the gods of voodoo, who cry for blood.
I am here, Kaol.
The boy, Kaol.
What? What white devil's magic have you brought to this hidden place, Kaol?
Take care, Kaol. You have challenged me, and I am here. Show sign of fear, and the savage rabble will turn upon you like beasts of prey.
Show thou art stronger than this voice of the shadow. Take the sword of Christophe and slay the girl. Her blood upon the altar stone will prove thy power. Take the sword. Look, her white throat gleams in the light of the fire. Slay!
Yes. Prove your strength, Kaol. Try to raise the sword of Christophe from the altar.
try to kill this girl who has come to take your victims from you. Strike her if you can.
Deva! Deva!
Maya! Lift it from the rock! Try it!
It will not move. It is as if chains held it to the rock. What power is this that drains all strength from the body of Keon? Like water from a broken gourd.
The power as old as voodoo, Keon. The power of the mind. The power white men call hypnosis. The power you call the evil eye.
The evil eye. Never get silent. Voice! Voice of the shadows! What angry god of voodoo sends you?
I am more than a voice, Keon. I am here in the shadows, though you cannot see me, because I will it. Watch, Keon. I will prove to your murderous slaves the white man's magic is stronger than all your voodoo sorcery. Watch the sword of Krintop. I will raise the sword. You could not move. Watch!
The sword rises from the rock, but no hand lifts it. Ah, what people have seen. They no longer fear you. Kill the girl, or they will murder you.
Murder me? Oh, voice of the shadows. Who are you?
I will answer your question, Keon. I am the shadow. And here is the answer to your challenge, Keon. The broken sword of crystal. Margot, they believe you are a sorceress with greater power than Keon. Pretend you are, Margot. Tell them the snake gods are angry and want no more human sacrifice.
I'll try.
They're closing in on Keon. Goyo, and the prince. Don't try to stop them. Don't move, Margot. Watch and wait.
I can't stand it.
You must. They've slain Keon and his murderers. Now they'll turn to you. Command them to go back to the valley and to their Christian churches. Tell them no harm must come to Juan, Dupre, or any of the prisoners, or this grotto will become a furnace of fire. They'll believe you now.
Keon is dead! Great white priestess, let the sacrifice begin. The blood moon grows pale in the sky beyond the mouth of the grotto.
No! There must be no more human sacrifice. The old gods are sick of blood. They command you to go back to your homes, back to the churches of the one God. Hear me! If harm comes to one of Keon's victims, or to the boy Juan Dupre, this grotto will be filled with fire. The rocks will melt. The earth will tremble.
They're wavering, Margot. Quick, take the broken sword. Slash the great drum. It is the heart of voodoo. Hurry, then they will obey you.
Get out! Get out of the grotto! Voodoo is dead!
The white priestess has destroyed the great drum! Don't be alive!
Don't
be. Hold on, Leona. Hold on. Don't let them see you fall. Come on. Well, Margot, it's goodbye to Haiti. In 12 hours, this plane will be in New York. How do you feel, Priestess?
I don't think I'll ever be the same, Lamont. But I don't regret it. Taking those children back to their parents and Juan back to his father. It was wicked, even if I have nightmares for the rest of my life.
And look, Margot. Carpathian. And the ruins of King Christoph's citadel. From here, it looks like a tropical paradise.
Maybe it will be, Lamont. Now that the shadow has broken the spell of voodoo.
No, Margot. No one man can dispel the power of voodoo. Education, the Christian churches, are doing all in their power. But Dupre was right. Voodoo doesn't die. It merely slumbers. We have found once more that one of the greatest causes of human misery is ignorance.
just a moment, you will hear from our surprise guest. But first, John Barclay, Blue Coal's heating expert, has some timely advice for householders.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, friends. Many householders, when firing their furnaces, shovel in what they think is the right amount of coal, then close the door and leave the fire. This is by no means the most economical way to fire a furnace. To get the most satisfactory results, follow these simple rules. First, shake the grates gently when it's necessary to make room for fresh coal. Stop shaking as soon as you see the first red glow in the ash pit. Next, with a shovel or hoe, pull the live coal forward so that the fire bed is level with the fire door in front and slopes downward toward the back of the furnace. Be careful not to stir up the layer of ash underneath the coal. Put the first charge of coal into the hollow thus formed, filling it up to the level of the fire door. Always leave a spot of live coal directly in front of the fire door. This hot spot will ignite the gases rising from the fresh coal and prevent them from escaping into the chimney unconsumed. I thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Shadow Program has the honor to present a man who has spent his life bringing criminals to justice. It's with great pleasure that I introduce to you the Assistant District Attorney of Queens County, New York, Mr. Anthony Lavoti.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. I don't know anything about crime in Haiti, but there are times when we could use a fellow like the Shadow here in New York. You couldn't lend him to us by any chance, could you?
Well, I'm not so sure that you really need him, Mr. Lavoti. Law enforcement has made such marvelous strides here in the past few years. However, I'll ask the Shadow if he's available.
Do that. But seriously, Mr. Roberts, I'm grateful for this opportunity to congratulate Blue Coal and its dealers for sponsoring the Shadow program. They're doing really a great job, not only in entertaining the public, but in showing people the folly and absolute uselessness of crime. In fact, Mr. Roberts, all of us in the business of law enforcement appreciate the splendid cooperation we've been getting from the Shadow broadcasts.
Thank you, Mr. Lavoti. It's very gratifying to know that our efforts to show that crime does not pay meet with the approval of you and your associates. And I'm sure our listening audience joins me in congratulating you on the successful war your department is waging on crime in New York. It's been a real privilege to have you in our audience this afternoon, and I hope you'll stop in again.
Thank you. I shall.
This program has been a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstands. All the characters and all the incidents named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Next week, same time, same station, Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite, will again present another thrilling adventure of the Shadow. Be sure to listen, and be sure to burn Blue Coal, the solid fuel for solid comfort.